News. I'm Joe Ramsey. America's top diplomat insisted Friday a strong Ukraine is a must for talks with Russia, hoping to preempt pressure for a quick ceasefire he warned would bring fake peace.
Precisely because we have no illusions about Putin's aspirations, we believe the prerequisite for meaningful diplomacy and real peace is a stronger Ukraine, capable of deterring and defending against any future aggression.
In a speech in Finland, which after Russia's invasion of Ukraine shed its historic neutrality and joined NATO, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the war launched by President Vladimir Putin was a, quote, case study in failure. The White House is ready to have talks with Russia without preconditions about a future arms control framework as the last treaty between the two nuclear powers has faltered, according to two senior officials in President Joe Biden's administration. The U.S. Senate on Thursday passed bipartisan legislation backed by President Joe Biden to lift the government's debt ceiling and avert what have been the first ever default, Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
After steering the legislation through, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed his Republican colleagues for pushing the country to the brink of a historic debt default.
Default was the giant sword hanging over America's head. But because of the good work of President Biden, as well as Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate, we are not defaulting.
With this piece of legislation, the statutory limits on federal borrowing will be suspended until January the 1st, 2025. Unlike most other developed countries, the United States limits the amount of debt the government can borrow, regardless of any spending allocated by the legislature.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. This is VOA News. Clashes in Senegal have left